Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio, this interview powered by Hy-Vee with head coach Mark Howard of a very happy Pella girls soccer team who pull off a big upset on their way to the state tournament, number 3 North Polk. Obviously, your girls lost to that team a season ago, had their season end against North Polk at the state tournament. Mm-hmm. You turn around, you beat them to go to state at their home field. How cool is that? And how fun was it to see this group that's kind of had their ups and downs really come together for one night?
Yeah, it's been really a crazy season, Andrew. You know, our schedule was so hard. And our record looked kind of pitiful. And after we got beat by Ankeny and some of the other really good 3A teams early in the season, all I could do is try to get the girls to believe in themselves and keep improving a little bit along the way. Well, when you play those big teams, I mean, if you can just keep it close, I mean, that's what you can only hope to do. But to get the team to improve and keep improving and believe in themselves after losing a bunch of games, it's hard to do. And to their credit, about halfway through the season, I could see some lights come on and they started believing that they weren't like 0-3. They were all of a sudden they're 3-5, and they saw, you know, when we start playing some 2A teams, we can compete, and if we keep it close, we can just about beat anybody. I think they believe that now, and that's what happened today. It was 0-0 at halftime against a really good North Polk team, and yeah, it was very very fun for us to do that at North Polk, and you know, we didn't really act like we had a chip on our shoulders, but mentally we really came into it like we really wanted to win. And I think the girls believed that we could. And, you know, when you believe something strongly and you go out and put your full effort into it, you know, good things are going to happen.
Well, and it felt like in this game in particular, it was the mental side that was a huge advantage, especially when you got that lead. And you've been on the other side of that before as a coach, where you've been a team that's expected to win and soccer where it's so razor thin, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you fall behind and kind of that pressure and panic sets in. It feels like your girls did a really good job of not getting too confident when they got 1-0 in North Polk, and they were really patient, it felt like, in that mental battle with the Comets.
Yeah, we really, you know, even if you watch me during a game, I don't get really excited because we score one goal or we get scored on by one. You know, it's a long game. And all you can do is stay calm and do what you're capable of doing. And I think that trickles down to the players. And we talk about that a lot. You know, don't get too excited just because you score one goal. There's a lot of game left. And I think they really came out and after halftime, it was 0-0. And they really did a good job of just going to work. Doing what they're capable of, and you know, we were lucky enough, not really lucky, but fortunate enough to get that first goal in a PK. And after that, we never let down, and I think North Polk did a little bit, and we just kept working, and we finally got another goal later in the second half, and that kind of sealed the deal for us, but we still didn't ever give up. Our girls just kept working and never quit.
Well, and the exciting piece is, Coach, is this was a sign of what your team is at full strength, especially Claire making her way back down from Waterloo to come play. Lizzie obviously coming off of a fantastic weekend at State Track and Field. And that gets me to the next point, is you'll finally have your full team against DCG. I know in senior night you were limited by some injuries and limited by seniors and Lizzie being at State Track. Mm-hmm. Now you're at full strength and a chance to see the Mustangs again on Tuesday. How excited are you to have another crack at them?
Well, I'm excited about that. I really respect DCG and Coach Dan James. I know him fairly well. But you know what? Missing some of the girls for different reasons, whether it be for injuries or tennis or whatever, you know, it's really made us better as a team, because people that maybe wouldn't be able to play all the time have been in a lot of good competition and have really kind of risen to their occasion. So I have no problem with putting, you know, we're a lot deeper than we would be normally, but it's always good to have Claire and Lizzie back, and some of the injuries have kind of gone by the wayside, but we're in a pretty good situation. And you know, even with against DCG, it was only 0-0 at halftime, and then they They got a couple on us, but I think the girls believe we can do this, and we'll see what happens.
Well, in so many years, you've come into the state tournament as number two or number three or number four, and not to say your team isn't capable of winning, it certainly is, but you get to fly under the radar a little bit this year, not being in that top eight, so to speak. DCG won't take it lightly on you, no way, but how exciting is that to know that maybe this year a different tact, like you don't have to come in defending expectations, that you get to kind of maybe rise to expectations instead?
Yeah, you're right, it is a little bit different, but you know what, this season has been fantastic. You know, we started off slowly only because we played a bunch of 3A teams. Even those games were fairly close, so I knew we could compete against anybody pretty much. And then, you know, some things happened throughout the season, some injuries, we had the bus wreck and some stuff like that. So it's been a very unique season, and for us to win tonight at North Polk is just another thing that happened throughout the season. But you're right, people will be surprised to see us at state, but you know, if we can go in and play our game, keep it close, I think we're capable of beating anybody.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. Our state coverage will begin Tuesday right around 1 o'clock at my favorite place, Iowa State University, one of my favorite places to be for a state venue. That's head coach Mark Howard of the Pella Girls soccer team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, appreciate your time, and Scott and I are ready for Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.